Pamela Allen, the beloved children's author whose stories have been etched into the lives of many childhoods, has had an incredible career, releasing 77 books that have been translated into 14 different languages, so children all around the world can step into her curious and playful world. Recently, her work has been brought to life in an interactive exhibition at the State Library of New South Wales. It's an experience for those who grew up reading Pamela's stories, as well as new readers discovering the books for the very first time. The exhibition is curated by the wonderful Sarah Morley, who joins me in studio to chat about the curious world of Pamela Allen. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me, Eva.
Of course. The exhibition is beautiful. I'd like to start by congratulating you. It's so stunning.
Oh, look, thank you. But it is the work of a whole team of us. So I guess the look and feel is really, we have our designers to thank for that. And that is Maria Pia Mosquera and Vanya Contreras, our 2D and 3D designers. I did the content and selected from our vast archive here at the library. And that's pretty special in itself.
Yeah, beautiful. And the exhibition includes, as you've mentioned, both 2D and 3D installations. There's Mr. McGee's tree that sort of has a tree stump that's coming out of the wall with a slide right through the middle. How did you approach sort of the physical layout versus the design, the spatial design?
Look, we had a number of workshops to articulate what exactly we wanted from the library's perspective. We really wanted this one to be family and children, a place for them. So we really wanted an interactive space that incorporated original artworks and pieces from the collection, along with places where families can come and find a space out of this, you know, in the craziness of the city, to come and enjoy Pamela's work. So in terms of the tree, that I think was people from our learning services team said, you know, this tree is such a focus of Pam's work. Obviously it's the Mr. McGee tree, but there are a few other of her books that have similar trees, which our designers jumped on. And so they suggested making it an interactive, large scale. So in terms of the design, we really wanted it to be large scale, giant, like you're entering Pamela Allen's world. And I think we've achieved that. There's, you know, the large cottage that people, you wouldn't associate cottage and Pamela Allen, but if you know her work, these little cottages are in so many of her books. And if it might be in the distance where the family that is the focus of the book live, or it is, you know, the characters actually enter these cottages. So that was a no-brainer. And we have a large-scale cottage that you sort of enter into through the door, and then have a giant table, which is modelled on Mr. McGee's table. So many things that we just wanted to bring, you know, elements from her work we wanted to make larger than life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of transcends into other interactive experiences among the exhibition. There's also a projected storybook, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a dancing bear. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And within the collection, there's also the archival works of Pamela, held by the library, revealing the creative process, such as first drafts, a work in progress to the final product. Did Pamela herself have a large creative input into this exhibition?
We consulted Pam the whole way through. But in terms of creative input, I would say no. We met with her at key points of the design stage. I shared with her the titles that I was selecting. You know, we have a few factors. I wanted there to be some, you know, big hitters, titles that everybody knows that are meaningful to everyone. So Mr. McGee features, Alexander's Outing, everybody has a favourite, so it's hard to please everyone. But I wanted to include some lesser known titles, and also there's, you know, the links to curriculum that were important for our learning services team, and it's meaningful for teacher librarians and teachers to bring their classes in, so they do that. So I wanted to have tick all of those boxes in terms of content, but also be able to tell the important narratives of Pam's work. The idea that reading children's books is so important to be done aloud, to incorporate the child into that process. So making the noises, almost performance art, if you will. So I wanted to be able to incorporate elements of that, which is why we decided on a giant digital book so that kids could get there and turn these giant pages digitally, and then they can all read and do the sounds together. So the book is Birdie and the Bear. It's one of the ones that has a lot of noise making and sounds, instruments. So Pam's very big on that. Obviously not all of her books are like that, but there are ones that are, they're fun to read because you sort of join in, and it's something that I think, depending on when you came into Pamela's work, whether it's as a child or as a parent or a grandparent, everybody has that connection to at least one of her books. You know, I have people sort of stop me when, if I'm walking through the exhibition, and they say, "This is my favourite book. I read this as a child," or I read this in year two. And or kids I see sitting, because we have some actual physical books in the space as well for kids to sit and read, and they're all always in kids' hands and they're devouring them. So it's really, really exciting to see.
Yeah, wonderful. And the exhibition will run until July 2027, which is really amazing. And I'm sure you've already received a fantastic response from the public. What's that been like so far?
It's been really, really cool. We knew it would be popular, but because it's the school holidays now, I've been popping over, and yesterday I could barely get in the door because there were so many kids of all ages. And I think what surprised me is there were some teenagers in there. And I think they'd let their guard down. They were enjoying the interactives. But, you know, the space is really beautiful and welcoming, and it's fun. So far it's been really, really well received, and it's going to be there for quite some time.
Absolutely. I had so much fun. I went to see it. I had a go at the dancing bear. I was turning the pages. So, hey, I think it's for all ages. Absolutely. And finally, I'd like to ask, what would be your favourite Pamela Allen book yourself?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I came into Pamela's work more so as a parent. So we have a few favourites in our house. Mr. McGee and the Biting Flea is one. And I really like My Cat Maisie. I thought that it's really poignant. And our daft dog Danny, because I have a dog who can be a bit daft sometimes. And I just really, sometimes it's the illustrations that get me in.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of our daft dog Danny or the little old man who looked up at the moon. I hadn't heard of that story. And it does a lot of the heavy lifting in from a design perspective in the exhibition, because we've blown up graphics from that book. And I just love her illustration techniques. There's a lot of cross-hatching for just to get some texture into the night sky. And so I guess this exhibition isn't just for kids and families. It's for, you know, illustrators, design students. There's, you know, you can come in and see her process, but also with the large-scale graphics, you can get right up and see how she's made those illustrations, which I know I've segued to my favourite. It's like choosing a baby, I guess. There are
too
so
hard.
Many and
there
it's
are.
Really hard.
And The Curious World of Pamela Allen, this exhibition will run until July 2027. It's the perfect space to step into the storybook world that have shaped so many childhoods, or to discover them for the very first time. Exhibition curator Sarah Morley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.